Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra provides great opportunities for youth. We'll talk a bit more about them and their activities, but they also, as an orchestra, have produced a connection between the four people you're about to hear. You'll get a chance to meet each of them after they play the first of three movements today that they'll be featuring. So let us now welcome, with their first piece, the Onyx Quartet.
Thank you.
the Onyx Quartet, and they sounded great. We're going to turn to the perfect pitched one, who is the cellist. And we learned as we were getting things ready that she has perfect pitch, which is a remarkable thing to have. Her name is Abby Mira. Hi, Abby.
Hello.
And can you tell me a bit about yourself? You're playing cello. Where do you go to school? How old are you?
I go to Mount Lebanon High School, and I am just finishing up my sophomore year. And I've been playing cello for 8 years, and I'm taking private lessons from Paige Riggs.
What attracted you to the cello?
Well, actually, it's pretty funny. I actually started playing violin in first grade, but I hated it, so I stopped. And then I didn't really want to try out any instruments after that. But in second grade, we had this form we had to fill out if we didn't want to try out any instruments in school. But I forgot to turn it in because I'm disorganized.
It was an opt-out form if you don't want to play an instrument. That's an interesting way to encourage people to take up music. If you do not want to be exposed to music, turn this form in. And you didn't, I guess.
Yeah, I forgot to. And so I was forced to try instruments. How terrible. And so I tried the cello, and I was like, hey, this isn't so bad. My arm doesn't hurt. So I started cello, and here I am.
And what else do you like to do?
Well, I just started taking up voice lessons 3 months ago, so I'm having fun with that, and I'm auditioning for the Junior Mendelssohn Choir in, like, less than a week this Tuesday.
That's great. Well, you have a beautiful voice, so I can
see
why you would do that. Do you want to say hello to anybody, any shout-outs or anything?
Yeah, shout-out to my dog, Jasper, and also to my dad.
I like it when we say hi to the dogs. Hi, Jasper.
Yes, Jasper is the best.
Does Jasper react well to your cello playing?
Yes, and the cello is one of the few things he doesn't like chewing up, so he knows not to mess with it.
Well, that's a great thing. Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Let's meet Felix, who is sitting next to you. I think that's Felix, right?
Yeah.
And Felix, is it Vieser?
Phaser.
Phaser. Sorry about that. And tell me about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Felix. I'm in eighth grade at Dorseyville Middle School, the Fox Chapel Area School District. And I've been playing the violin for about 10 years or so. And then just this past year, for this quartet, I switched to playing viola, which was interesting.
I'll bet. How is that switch when you make it?
It's kind of difficult at first reading the different clef, but my private teacher is also a violist, so he helped me with that, and my mom also plays the viola, so
excellent.
It made it easier.
And how did you come by the violin? You were very young as well.
Yeah, well, my dad, who played the violin, and my grandfather, who also played the violin, they all encouraged me to pick an instrument, and since he played the violin, I just decided that I'd want to play the violin too.
That's great. Have you ever played together?
Yeah, we do sometimes.
And do you play classical music when you play together?
Yeah, we play like the Bach Double Concerto and stuff like that.
Cool. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I guess, yeah, my dad, my brother, maybe my teacher.
Jasper, maybe?
Sure. Hi, Jasper.
Jasper the dog. And what's your teacher's name?
Jeff Irwin.
Excellent. Thank you, Felix. And next to Felix, I believe we have May.
Hello.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself, please.
I am 13 years old. I go to Pittsburgh Urban Christian School. I'm finishing up 7th grade.
I was just with two people from Pittsburgh Urban Christian School yesterday, and they were like your senior administrators, and I'm forgetting their names, but who is the head man at the school? There is a woman and a gentleman.
Mr. Moore and Mrs. Wozinski.
Yes. I knew I'd remember if I heard their names, but I was with them yesterday. There's such great things happening at your school, and they really care about your education, too. You probably already know that, but
yeah.
We were in a nice meeting talking about things together. And May Hummus plays violin. How long have you played?
I've been playing for 9.5 years.
And your introduction came how?
Well, my violin teacher, Mr. Petron, works in the same school as my dad, and he really wanted me to take up violin.
Excellent. So. And 10 years later, there you are doing it. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Yes, I would like to say hello to my grandparents, Bubba and Mimi.
Excellent. And then finally, we have Charlie Burton, who is here. And by the way, if you want to say hello back to anybody, 412-200-5975 is the way to do so. You can please text us at that number, 412-200-5975. Hey, Charlie, tell me about yourself.
Right. So I go to folk school. I've been playing the violin for 8 to 9 years, and I'm currently in eighth grade.
And I'm curious this morning about how people found their instruments or their instruments found them. How about you?
Yeah, so my story is very similar to Felix with the violin. So my dad plays the violin as well, and he encouraged me to pick up an instrument. I thought it would be a great idea to play violin so we could play music together. It's also my brother plays violin as well, younger one. So
that's great. Do you want to say hello to anyone listening?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my family. I think we all have a shout-out to Miss Pearson for coaching us. And I'd like to say hello to my teacher as well, Mr. Snitkowski.
Excellent. Thank you. And Chad will grab that microphone from you, and we'll get ready for the second piece that you'll be doing. I do want to encourage you. First, we've put a picture of these folks up on our Facebook page that you can take a look at. And Lori was kind enough to get a picture of them as they were preparing that Laurie Cunningham put up, and we shared that. We'll talk with her a little bit more about the group, too, in a moment, about the website, about auditions that are coming up. But right now, let's hear the second of three segments. We'll also talk about the names of the pieces that they're playing, which I should have noted, or the piece that they're playing. Here, again, the Onyx Quartet. Onyx Quartet once again, and I'm going to turn to Laurie Cunningham now. And first of all, Laurie, thank you for coordinating the quartets we've had this year. I think we've done a better job than ever before in featuring talented quartets. And a lot of it is because of the Chamber Connection organization.
Thank you.
Tell me about what you're doing and how that's been working.
We saw that a lot of the groups who study at City Music Center, the students who study there on Saturdays at Duquesne, wanted to do chamber music. And that's also where Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra rehearses every Saturday. They have a young ensemble that is string only, and then they have a full orchestra that rehearses in the afternoon. So we thought it was a perfect match. So we've been working with City Music Center a couple of years, but this year was the first time we added in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. And that gave us another group of kids to work together, and it's a big puzzle for the kids who sign up for chamber to try to find kids who have the same time block open, they play at about the same level, and the instruments match. So we have some traditional string quartets like this group, which is two violins, viola, cello, and we have some unusual groupings.
Yeah, and being able to make that all happen has got to be a lot of effort as coordinating it, but then finding the time to rehearse. What's a typical Saturday like for these kids that are involved?
This group, the Onyx Quartet, arrives every Saturday in time for 11:30 rehearsal with their coach at Duquesne, and they are there until 4 o'clock, sometimes 5:30, depending if there are sectionals as well. So it's a long commitment every Saturday.
That's a lot of work, even if it's something you love doing. That's a significant...
And they all raised their hand when I said, who wants to do it next year? So they all want to do it again. So
well, I'm glad. We sound terrific. And I should have mentioned at the beginning, they've been playing movements from the same piece, I believe.
This is Mozart's Quartet number 172. What's the key, guys?
B-flat.
Yeah, they sound terrific. Now, I know auditions are happening in June at TRIPO, and you can learn more about that at trypo.org. Anything else coming up soon with Youth Chamber Connection or TRIPO that we should mention?
We have a quartet playing at the Three Rivers Arts Festival.
Lovely.
And that's Saturday, June 11th. We have kids playing at various spots. This coming Wednesday, we have three of our quartets playing together in chamber music for Music in a Great Space at Shadyside Presbyterian. That's a free concert at 7 p.m.
Sounds terrific. You can learn more at tripo.org. And I think Youth Chamber Connection has a Facebook page, am I right?
We have a Facebook page. You also can do youthchamberconnection.org. And we try to work with a lot of collaborations. So we've worked with the Pittsburgh School for the Choral Arts this year. We've worked with the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus. The Junior Mendelssohn is a group we're talking about for next year. So we love collaborations. Come work. Let us know if you have a place you want musicians.
I was just going to ask if somebody is planning a wedding or a reception and if they would like to have youth musicians perform, or frankly, just exceptional musicians perform that happen to be young, can they contact you?
We are... We distinguish between educational performance opportunities and commercial. So we do not put our kids out to play for commercial gigs. We are looking for performance sites where they can really have an authentic audience that's interested in classical music and where also we can serve. So we love to work with nonprofits. So
that's a really good distinction, and I admire you for making that distinction too. So if there is an appropriate time, and I would imagine residential facility or
Absolutely.
A nursing home might be a great application. If you're doing something, get a hold of Pittsburgh Youth Symphony or the Youth Chamber Connection. Anything else you wanted to mention?
We are just having a wonderful season. It's our first year. We had 60 kids sign up, and most of our coaches are members of the Pittsburgh Symphony or other educators. So a shout out to Mrs. Nova, Lindsay Nova, who runs all of this, and to all of our wonderful coaches, most of them who are in Vienna today, heading to their next city, because most of them are members of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
So. I've been following your husband's posts and trails as he goes along the way. It looks like a great trip.
It's great.
The Pittsburgh Symphony has been in Europe. Well, we have one final movement from the Onyx Quartet along with our thanks. If you're tuned in for the Center for Young Musicians, they'll be joining us in just a moment with piano. Here once again, the Onyx Quartet. The Onyx Quartet. I loved the way that last movement integrated all of you and the way you were playing together. It really made me think a lot about how a quartet approaches music and how each individual part matters so much. Well done. And thank you for performing. You can get more information about Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. Go to tripo.com. youthchamberconnection.org or youthchamberconnection.org.